This is GIS News. Coming up, Education Minister comments on premature closure of some schools in the corporate area and St. Catherine. NWA urging persons to desist from stealing road signs in Portmore and student teachers to be exposed to new trends in math education. The details after this message.
Persons with chronic respiratory illnesses such as asthma or recent respiratory infections should not participate in outdoor activities in areas affected by smoke and other emissions. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Four schools in the corporate area and three in St. Catherine were closed today as a result of the smoke emission from the fire at the Riverton City Disposal site. They are DuPont, Duhaney Park and George Headley Primary Schools, as well as Pembroke Hall High. The Hydel Group of Schools, Portsmouth Primary and Waterford High School in St. Catherine were also closed due to the conditions. Education Minister Ronald Thwaites has encouraged students, particularly those preparing for GSAT, to use the extra time for revision.
The Ministry of Education is aware of the challenges to teaching and learning caused by these disturbances, and we regret them sincerely. This should never have happened. We commend the leadership and staff of schools affected for going the extra mile to ensure the continued education of our children. And we really ask parents and responsible adults to take special care to ensure the safety of our children during this period.
The minister says the ministry will also advise schools about the recovery of lost instructional time at a later date. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, Major Richard Rees, is dismissing reports that activities at the ports in Kingston were shut down for 3 days due to the effects of smoke emanating from the Riverton disposal site. Contrary to media reports, Major Rees says the Adolph Levy Warehouse and the Kingston Wharves were each closed for 2 to 3 hours on March 12 and 13 due to the smoke, but operations resumed once the smoke cleared.
There may have been also some effect on vessels coming into port, but once the wind direction changed, activities resumed. But there was no 3-day stoppage at the ports. The staff remained at their revenue stations to afford clearance once the situation improved with the wind direction.
Major Rees says work continued throughout the weekend and normal operations have resumed. He was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The National Works Agency is appealing to persons involved in the stealing of road signs in Portmore, St. Catherine to discontinue the act. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Colin Morrison, says over 36 road signs installed along roadways in Portmore during the 2012 to 2014 period have been stolen. He says removal of road signs makes the roadways unsafe for motorists and pedestrians.
The signs include roundabout ahead. 8 of those were stolen. Then there was one roundabout sign that was stolen. Give way signs, 14 of those were stolen. And keep left, 13 of those signs were stolen as well. It is a bad practice and it is dangerous and it makes the roadway unsafe for motorists and pedestrians.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with GIS News Wednesday. The NWA is also appealing to persons who observe perpetrators of the unscrupulous practice to call the police or the National Works Agency at 926-32109. And student teachers from several teacher training institutions across the island are to be exposed to new techniques in mathematics education at Michael University College's Research Day 2015. This in keeping with the Education Ministry's thrust to improve the teaching and learning of mathematics in Jamaica. Director of Alumni and Development at MICO, Sharon Wolf, says the initiative is in response to a national need.
Some of the teachers who are in fact teaching mathematics are in fact not trained to teach mathematics. And so what we want to do is to take this opportunity to share some of the trends in mathematics teaching and learning. We want to look at creatively unlocking the mathematic mind. We want to look at the state of mathematics education in Jamaica, the challenges, the strategies, and of course, solutions.
Ms. Wolf was speaking at a GIS think tank Tuesday. Michael University College's Research Day 2015 will be held March 24 to 25 under the theme, The Transforming Power of Mathematics for National Development. The event will also recognize the work of mathematics visionary and former president of MICO, Professor Claude Packer. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.